It's been 100 years, a century, since women in the U.S. gained the right to vote with the passage of the 19th Amendment. Wisconsin led the way, being the first state to ratify the amendment. On Monday, elected officials, prominent Wisconsinites, and members of the public gathered at the state capitol building to celebrate. While many took the opportunity to praise the state and the historical significance of what happened on June 10, 1919, others pointed out that the suffrage movement and women winning the right to vote did not apply to all women. LaToya Dennis reports.
All right, so let's start with a quick civics lesson. The 19th Amendment passed the U.S. House of Representatives on May 21st, 1919. 2 weeks later, on June 4th, U.S. senators passed the legislation. From there, it had to be ratified by individual states, and three-quarters of them had to agree, which meant 36 out of the 48 states at the time. Of those state lawmakers, there were three who wanted to be the first to ratify: Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is executive director of the Women's Suffrage Centennial Celebration. She says that in the end, the real fight came down to Illinois and Wisconsin. She says Wisconsin prevailed.
It has been 100 years since the women of America looked to Wisconsin, our great state, number one in liberty, knowing that we were first to ratify the 19th Amendment.
Clayfish says all Wisconsinites should be proud. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley also spoke. She urged the people of Wisconsin to vote.
Our democracy depends upon an engaged citizenry, and at the heart of that, fundamental to that, is the right to vote.
But the 19th Amendment did not give all women that right to vote. Sheila Stubbs is a Democratic state representative from Madison.
Let us not lie to ourselves. The women's suffrage movement at the time was controlled by white women at the expense of marginalizing the women of color. In fact, during the Women's Suffrage March of 1913 that occurred 6 years prior to Wisconsin ratifying the 19th Amendment, the great activist and journalist Ida B. Wells was asked to join a separate colored group of suffragists at the back of the procession.
Black women did not gain the right to vote until the 1960s. Stubbs says despite those wrongs, today Black women make up one of the largest voting blocks in the U.S. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.